Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Mad dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Welcome to Mad Dads. How y'all doing, man? What's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing? M-A-D-D-A-D-S, Men Against Destruction, but we got women in the office today, so I got to show the Moms Division some love. What's up, Sarita?
Hello, hello. How are you?
Sarita. They call her Sarita because she likes to eat tough. Hey, and we got Star in the background. Star, how you doing? Is she gone? Okay, she's not saying anything. But anyway, and I got a guest with me today. Introduce yourself, sir.
Hello, folks. I'm talking to Roderick Wade, Minneapolis Urban League. Here representing the Urban League Academy. And hopefully we can talk more about what we got going on.
Robert Wade, representing the Urban League Academy. And we're talking about black history, Sarita.
Okay.
Black history. It's important.
Very important.
It's critical. It's Black History Month. Some people get mad, say, well, how come we only get 28 days in the black month? We get 31 days on the white month. What's up with that?
I know, right? I don't know.
So what does Black History Month mean to you?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Black history means to me learning what our people have done and, you know, just embracing the fact that you're black and the fact that our black people have done things and made marks and moves in this world that we need to know of because a lot of us don't. You know, I don't know, black history just means a month for me to be proud of being black.
So it makes you proud to be black?
Yes, it does.
Sir, tell me what Black History Month means to you.
Well, I'm excited about Black History Month. I mean, you know, it's 28 days now, but it started off as 2 weeks. So the fact that we can move on, but then ultimately to oneself, you don't really have to limit it to just 28 days. You can celebrate it all year round because there's too much of us, too much of a history to be boiled up to 28 days. But ultimately, it gives us a platform to really highlight key aspects. I like the education format. I'm into Frederick Douglass. I know Valentine's Day is coming up, and everybody wants to go out and celebrate. I always tell people I know it was Frederick Douglass's birthday, so I'm going to have cake in his honor. Because he was a well-educated man and moved things forward in terms of his ability to, you know, combat slavery. So I kind of really moved back to that moment in terms of understanding history and what it means to me and what it means that our young brothers and sisters, they continue to educate themselves. They'll certainly free their mind and their situation.
Well, that's interesting. I like that. I appreciate that. Now, they say a little-known fact. Back in the days of vaudeville, a tap dancer by the name of Joe William Sublette, a.k.a. John Bubbles, came to be known as the father of ribbon tap, developing his own style and flavor by tap dancing bubbles would break the color barrier of one of the most successful shows on television, Johnny Carson's The Tonight Show. It was Bubbles who mentored Fred Astaire in the art of tap. Astaire called him the genius. Did you know that?
Nope.
My man Bubbles. Yeah, Bubbles was causing some troubles. Yes, he was. You know, that's what Sarita does around here all the time. And so we should call her Bubbles, you know. But we ain't going to do that. We're going to let her slide. And before Carson and Astaire, Bubbles started his career with entertainer Ford Buck Washington. The two formed the duet Buck and Bubbles, and it became one of the biggest vaudeville blackface performers at New York Palace Theater and first blacks to perform at Radio City Music Hall. We give recognition to my man, Bubbles, in the house, Bubbles' house, in this house. You know, Urban League, wonderful place, man. How long has your career been with Urban Leagues? How long have you been there? What's your title?
You know, I've been in the Urban League, just joined them this fall. Been in education for 20 years, and the program has been in place for quite a bit, the high school. So we're looking out for students who are out there who need a place to come, finish up their credits, finish up their education process, and we want you to give us a call. We can help you out, and if you're out there listening in the Minneapolis area and need to finish that diploma, certainly give us a call. You can reach us at 612-314-3661. That's 314-3661. Give us a call. We'll help you finish up your educational pathway. I specifically am the Career Pathways Manager, and it's my job to help young men and women find stackable credentials, which means certificates for employment, to help you get into this job market. As you know, a lot of people are trying to hire now. We got the Dome Project going on. We got renovations going on. And they're looking for workers. And so hopefully we can get you in and get you certified so that you can earn a decent living and have some benefits as well.
So what's wrong with our kids, man? Why are they failing? And what's the name of this program again?
Right now we're working with the 13th grade in connection with the Urban League Academy.
13th grade in connection with the Urban League Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but Sarita was in the 14th grade. And we were trying to see if you had a 15th grade for her because we really want her to take it to the next level.
Well, I tell you what I am going to do. I'm going to get out of the way and let her sit here.
No, that's all right.
She can hide, see, huh?
No. Defend herself.
She can defend herself. Okay.
She's good at that.
She does a great job defending herself. Okay, 13th grade.
Yes,
explain
sir.
What that means, though.
Only Scott Gray's vision went out and supported by Jeff Hayden and Bobby Joe Chapman really presented to the state legislature that kids need one more year to kind of finish up their educational process. It's not that they haven't had the capability of getting it done. The reality is they haven't. We rely on early education, but what about that age group from 18 to 24 that hasn't finished high school? Don't have a job and they can be doing any other thing. We want to be able to give them opportunity to move forward. And ultimately what school districts are going to continue to do is just create programs that allow them to finish when they get done. But in the 12 years that kids have had the opportunity to go to school, for whatever reason, mobility, deaths in families, all kinds of things from A to Z, they weren't able to get done by their senior year. And so we're asking you to give us a call. We'll figure out where you're at, and we'll get you finished. And, this 13th grade is a pilot growth program that's going to offer us that opportunity to work on that skill set.
13th grade. Sarita, what do you think about that? I mean, there's a lot of kids out there that don't finish school, and, they give up. They go to gangs. They go to drugs. They go to violence. They start robbing folks. A lot of these kids that need to go to the 13th grade are the ones that are stealing all those cell phones out there.
I don't know. I guess I'm kind of confused with it because I was thinking – once you graduate from high school, which is the 12th grade, most of them go to college. They're supposed to. But if they don't, they won't go to college. How do you suppose they'll want to go to 13th grade?
And so 13th grade is just a holding cell. It's a name that we talk about. But ultimately what it is, come to us and we help you find you a career pathway. We'll help you find how to become a attendant, a clerk, a pipe fitter, a construction worker, mm-hmm. teach you how, get you into a program that offers training that gets you a credential past your, post-secondary. Mm-hmm. And so it's our responsibility to get you into those doors, open those doors for you, because a lot of kids really don't know how to open that door for themselves. So what we work on is social skills, skill building, interviewing skills, resume writing skills, and we really try to get you prepared to get in that door that leads you to a pathway of success in terms of earning wageable dollars.
Okay.
You're listening to my friend, introduce yourself.
Rod Wade.
Rod, my friend Rod. Rod, let me just say this, because I got some bread and some salad from Patty, Patricia Banks, and she said if I didn't say her name on the radio that I would never eat again. And so also I was asked that if I didn't say my producer's name, which is Erica, that I would probably never be on the radio again. So I want to thank both of them for threatening me, because it makes me want to do my job better. Black History Moments, a little-known black history fact, Sarah Rector, a former slave, became one of the richest little girls in America. In 1914, Rector had been born among the Creek Indians and a descendant of slaves. She would become to a group of children that the government referred to as the Creek Freedmen Miners, not legally considered African-American. Rector became an orphan after her mother died of tuberculosis and her father died in prison. Like most children of Indian Territory, she was kept in care of a white guardian who was responsible for her money and education. But her life changed in 1914 as a result of an earlier land trust. The government back in 1887, the government awarded the Creek miners' children 160 acres of land, which passed to Rector after her parents' death. And through her land was through useless, they thought her land was useless, but oil was discovered, Rod, was discovered in the depths in 1914 when she was just 10 years old. The headlines would read, "Oil made panicky rich Oklahoma girl with $15,000 a month gets many proposals. Four white women in Germany want to marry the Negro child as they might share her fortune." Think about that. The richest little black girl, Sarah Rector, a former slave. Wow, is that amazing? What do you think about that, Rod?
That's deep. That's good history because, you know, they call it black gold, don't they? That oil.
And that was it. That's when they came up with that black gold. Well, just think when Sarita came out, she was the little richest little black girl, Sarita would be going crazy up in here. We have to watch her. Would you be off the chain?
Yes. No, I won't.
You can call us in and talk to us if you want to. Just push the button and it'll light up for me. Let me know you want to talk. I see you on the line. We love you. Thank you for coming in to Blog Talk Radio. 347-215-9262. I think you just push one and lets me know that you want to speak. I see we got a lot of listeners in, and we love that. We love that. I want to talk to Rod a little bit more about this new school, this new path, and this new opportunity. Is this just starting?
Yeah, we're getting going. Like I said, we're accepting applications now. We really launched a program here in January. We've been doing some work. We're definitely working on developing our pathway with different 2-year institutions. So, you know, come on in, give us a call, see if we can help you out. If you didn't finish your high school diploma, we can help you out. All you need to do now is take the AccuPlacer. A lot of students have left school without because they couldn't pass that MCA test, and so that was changed a year or so ago. So you just need to take the AccuPlacer, and then you can be awarded your diploma. And so we want to meet you. We want to talk to you. We want to find out how we can help you. And if we can't help you, we'll definitely put you in the right, you know, place to get you the support you need. But you need that diploma. You need what is called stackable credentials moving forward. You need a post-secondary opportunity. The Georgetown Survey of Workforce Center indicates that Minnesota in year 2018, 70% of the jobs here in Minnesota will require some post-secondary degree, bachelor, stackable certification of some kind. So if you want to, you know, continue to work here in Minnesota, the movement is here, and that's the fifth largest in the nation, they say, in terms of being, you know, educated beyond your high school education.
Sarita, you got a question?
I sure do. And so all of this is free?
Yes, it's free to a point.
Okay.
Some programs that we find for you may require somewhat of a to-do tuition, but we'll show you how to apply for financial aid and for their particular program. All programs, you know, some programs require that you pay to get the training, but to come to us and get your high school diploma, to get the education, to get, you know, refine-tuned for those programs is free.
Okay, because I was looking at it as far as my son. See, now what if you're a person that, say you went to college, you started, but then you really wasn't ready and you stopped.
Are you 16 to 24?
Yes, you're in between those ages, and you stopped because you really wasn't ready. So now you're owing a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work out?
Well, come give us a call. We'll find a pathway that works best for you. One of the things that we do is give an assessment, figure out where you are, what you want to do, your skill set, and then we'll find that opportunity for you. It could be in the pipe fitters union somewhere that you want to work with your hands. It could be you want to be in the medical field and you want to go a different direction. Not everybody's cut out for college, and we're not saying that. We're saying we're going to find out what's best for you and find that pathway for you and make sure you follow up because you need a plan A, B, and C. And so that's what we're prepared to do, and we're looking forward to helping anybody who wants to be helped.
You listen to Blog Talk Radio right here live in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the headquarters of National Mad Dads. I'm talking to my main man, my guy, Mr. Rod. You know I didn't bring him lunch, and so, but he said he ain't missing no meals, so it didn't matter. But I want you to know, new school, new path, new opportunities. Are you short credits to graduate? You know, some of y'all, man, walking the block, walking the streets talking about you graduated. You had the cap. You had the gown on. You even went to the party. You even got your girl. You may even got it knocked up that night. But here's the point. You really didn't graduate. The whole thing is you really didn't do it.
Yes.
Sometime, Rod, they'll let you walk across the stage.
They will.
No, you didn't graduate.
They'll let you walk if you're 7 credits short, but they're not
and
giving
they're not
you that gonna paper.
And they're not going to pass you that paper.
Right,
they're
but
not.
See, we will help you get that paper, Rod, right?
Absolutely.
We'll help you get that. And if you're between the age of 16 and 24, which is a critical homicide age for us, we're losing a lot of our black men
right.
in that age. One of the reasons why this is so critical, I want to pay homage to all the mothers that have lost their loved ones that are between the age of 16 and 24 because that was a tough year. I know many of those mothers that we've counseled those mothers and worked with them. We want to stop that. And the one way we can stop that, Rod, is with education.
Absolutely.
We know that if you get a good education, you don't have to gang bang. You don't have to be a Crip, GD, Blood, any of that or any of that other clique stuff. You can be a professor, a lawyer, a doctor, a teacher, a preacher. If you need technical training, this is a place to come. If you need job placement, so if you're 16 to 24 but you did graduate from high school but you can't find a job, they still need to come to you, Rod.
Give us a call. Like I said, we have a career assessment survey. We want to find out what you're good at, what you like to do. And so it's our responsibility to find that right fit and help you get there and then help you find out opportunities while you're moving in that direction. And we have a good opportunity here. We're looking for students. You know people. You know, you're probably looking at them now or her now sitting there watching Maury Povich or somebody. You know, the number 612-314-3661. 612-314-3661. Pick up the phone, call, get an appointment, come see us.
All you got to do is say, man, I'm trying to get it right with Rod. Come on, somebody, hook me up. 612-314-3661. That's the number you need to call. Black History Moment, little-known black history fact. Vanessa James and Yannick Berner of France became the first black competitors in the Olympics pair skating in Vancouver. The couple met on a search and match site and for competitive skaters in 2007 called Ice Panthers, Ice Partners. They became a match made on ice. With the persistence of James' aunt, once they clicked, they packed up their things and moved to France. They both were history in the Olympics, a moment in black history. I'm loving black history. You know, black history to me is going to be 365 days a year because I'm black. I'm making history every day. That's how I'm going to roll. Y'all can do February. I will do March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. I'll keep rolling around the clock. I'm going to keep it. It's going to be black history year for me. That's what I'm going to do. I'm here talking to Rod. Now, here's what's important, Rod, is that we don't talk enough about our young kids. We don't talk enough about what they need to succeed. But we do talk a lot about crime and violence and how to incarcerate them. The opposite of incarcerating them is to educate and motivate them. That's why you're here today, to talk about how we educate them and motivate them. What do you do when you've got a young kid? He's 16 to 24. He's had a number of social and economical and mental health issues. Is there any mechanism in place to help them? I've noticed a lot of kids now have some psychological issues going on, man, that's preventing them. What do we have in place at the Urban League to help them?
Right now we have a number of programs. Ultimately, we want to work with it. You know, mental health is a big frustration now, and a lot of our young men and women are struggling mental health-wise and don't even know it. And so ultimately, you know, we don't really talk to somebody. We'd rather go smoke the weed or hit the bottle, or that's our form of treatment. That's my personal opinion. And so we end up doing that more or less than really seeking professional counseling, in a sense that you trust somebody. Whether it's professional counseling or somebody you trust, you need somebody in your life that will listen to you and tell you this is the way you go, because this direction is going to lead you in jail or dead. We've seen too much of that. You already understand that. And so hopefully you can come to the Urban League and talk to us. We can put you into one of many programs that will help you you know, get out of the rut. That's what we do at the Urban League. We're good at it, and we want you to come out and call us. We have every Tuesday we have programs coming on to get you into our BEST program, which helps a lot of students with their GED, and really, you know, we have job placement opportunities for you. So give us a call, come see us, talk to us, or go talk to somebody that you trust that will help you see another side of the surrounding that you're in right now. And right now it's really important. The more educated you are, you know, we talk about it quite a bit. Frederick Douglass, February 14th was his birthday. I know you're going out to buy some candy, but knowledge is power. Understanding what you can do with the knowledge you have helps it open up many doors for you, and that's kind of what we need to really do with our young men and women, is really open up more doors than the one they see. You see the hustle, and you see where it gets you. You know, stop living for right now. Kind of prepare for the next 5 years, because pretty soon you're going to be too old to doing what you're doing. You know, the education will help you move forward quicker, as opposed to really just the moment of excitement with whatever's going on right now, the hustle.
That's right. Once again, the Minneapolis Urban League, the gateway to opportunity, new path, new school, new opportunity. Get with the crew. Get down with Rod. Don't be a butthead. Get down with Rod. Don't be a square. Don't be a fool. Don't be a clown. Just get down with Rod, man. I'm getting down with Rod. We getting down with Rod. We're going to help out. Why don't you help out? Grandma, grandpa, auntie, uncle, all y'all, 16 to 24, you got folks in your life you know aren't going the right direction, get down with Rod. Rod's your man to call, 612-314-3661. Who else is on the staff helping you out, Rod?
We got Mo Fong Archibald. We got Dr. Anita DeFore. We got Senator Jeff Hayden, Bobby Joe Chapman, who look out for us, who helped champion the bill. We want to give them a shout-out for the hard work they did up in the legislature to identify that the Urban League has good stuff going. Ron Simmons, working real hard. You know, Israel Moses over at the Urban League Academy, they're doing great work, and they need your support. Come give us a holler. Get off the street. Get back in school. Get your high school diploma so you can move on to the next credential that'll get you to earning the livable wage and supporting your families.
You're listening to Loud Talk Radio with Mad Dads right over the nation, all over the country. What's up, Pittsburgh? What's up, Florida? How's everybody doing? Listen, little known, black history fact. After following the success of the National Congress of Mothers, the PTA, African-American teacher and Spelman College graduate Selma Sloan Butler heard the call to start the National Colored Mothers Parent Teacher Association in 1926. She would later hold the title of its first national president. Butler was dedicated to teaching, and when her community lacked a kindergartner for black children, she held classes in her living room. Butler's goal was to create an organization that held interest in all children, regardless of color and social status. The first local chapter was in Young Elementary School in Atlanta in 1911 and grew from there. However, because of segregation, the Colored Mothers PTA would work independently of the larger national PTA until 1970. An activist in the community, Butler co-founded the Spelman College Alumni Association, organized the Phyllis Wheatley branch of the Atlanta YWCA, and was the first president of the Georgia Federation. The PTA, started by a black woman. Little known history.
Learn something every day.
Learn something every day. Make you kind of mad. Why nobody tell me in school about all this good black stuff? I might have challenged myself to be more than what I used to be. Huh?
Right. Speaking on that, you know, one of the things that, you know, our young people need to understand is we have high expectations of them. They're more than what they're doing right now, and they're going to be much better than what they've been told. And so I don't know what everybody's been told, but if you're in a difficult situation right now, you know, I believe, you know, education and improving your education status will help you move forward more than you think. So you may not like math, science, reading or writing, but, you know, hopefully we can help you get better at it so you can help somebody else, especially your young ones. A lot of the young men out there having little ones, you got to provide for them, got to make a better pathway for them, and we want you to be around, so get in school.
That's right, absolutely. Roger, man, new school, new path, new opportunities. Urban League, I want to thank you for being here. That number is 612-341-3661. I'm going to write to another little-known black history fact. Sweetie, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, come on. In 1937, a black couple could have been lynched if they were found to be learning a trade from a white professional. Wow. Though blacks could pay to take cosmetology exams, state licensing required teaching, and of course neither was available. But that didn't stop a Miami couple, David and Laurel Julius, and a white woman named Madame LaFrance. The Julius donned lab coats and legally learned the art of beauty, from cold creams to lip gloss, from LaFrance every night. The Julius originally moved to Miami for opportunities to live in a climate that would help Laurel, who was suffering from emphysema, survive. Their training was financed by the only black female millionaire in the city, Dame Dorsey, who had also given the couple lodging when they arrived in town. It was Dorsey who would finance the Sunlight Beauty Academy for the couple in Miami. The school would be the first black beauty school in the city and would educate black women from all over the country. Students were required to wear white uniforms, white shoes, and polish daily. Stockings, Dorsey gave scholarships to women who couldn't pay. Sunlight's $150 tuition for 7 months, a 1,200-hour course. The school was also a place where local black merchants could showcase their goods in the window. The Sunlight Beauty Academy graduated 200 students. The Sunlight Beauty Academy. Black folks. Black history. My goodness. This is exciting. Now, the Urban League.
Yes, sir.
What's the deadline for people to get in there and get their information in?
You know, we're going to have an open window right now, so give us a call. You got the next 30 days to get off your feet, talk to somebody, come see us, and then we're going to move forward. Once we reach our target goal, which, you know, changes, you know, we'll have to put you on the waiting list. So hopefully.
When does school actually start?
School actually starts last week.
Okay. School started last week.
So, but what happens is, it's not that you've missed anything. We start when you get there, when we assess you, and then we put you on your individual career pathway. So you start as soon as you're able to get in is when you start, and that's the flexibility of our program.
If they call you tomorrow and they make an appointment, they can get an appointment as early as tomorrow.
They can start by Friday.
They can start by Friday.
Yep.
And do what about transportation, bus fare, getting back and forth?
You know, come talk to us. We provide bus fare, transportation to and from, but you got to come see us. We're just not going to give you some bus tokens to go where you want to go.
What about, is lunch included?
Okay. Yeah, we have lunch. Depending on where you're at, we'll serve you lunch.
What about hours? What are the hours?
Right now, depending on who you are, right now we either go from 8 to 11 or 1 to 4. And based on people's work schedules thing, we're looking to fill our afternoon time slot because people have daycare needs. You know, we're talking about the 18 to 24 age.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on your assessment, you know, you might be in the high school dual enrollment type of pathway, so you'll be in high school.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to Rod, my man Rod from the Urban League, and you know what? It's a gateway to opportunities. The Minneapolis Urban League has been around for a very, very, very long time, and I'm excited. Any last comments, sir, before we go?
Well, I thank you, A.J. Smith, for giving me this opportunity. It was great to come in and see the conversation and hear the black history facts. Give us a call, 612-314-3661. If you want to get you your high school diploma, we want to get you a stackable credential. Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you soon.
You can listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads all over the country. You know what? If you're a man and you're a father and you need some help, you can come see us. Call this number, 612-455-4643, 612-455-4643. If you're a father with kids on the way or in your life, just give us a call anytime. We'll be willing to help you at the Urban Venture Center for Fathering, or you can stop by tonight, 3023 4th Avenue South. Free daycare, free food, oh, my goodness, and free love, because we're giving out much love, because, you know, Sarita will be there. She'll be giving out love, you know. All the time. That's all you got to do. And she takes great care. We got daycare, and so she takes great care. Her and Mary and Boatwright take great care of the kids. And so we're excited about that. Don't forget, if you want a new path, new school, new opportunities, want to plug you in to the Minneapolis Urban League with my friend Rod, get connected to him, Be about what it's about. Don't waste any more of your time. It's time for you to do what you have to do in life. I don't want you to waste another time. It's been a real pleasure to hang out with you. Rod, I want to thank you very much. Sarita, thank you very much. It's been a joy to hang out with you guys.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Man, it gets destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fighting serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.